Welcome back to part three of my interview with Michael. He's a member of our Facebook group. He has a mobile food business where he goes from Michigan all the way down to Florida, attending a lot of different fairs and festivals and big events. Today, we're going to be talking about how you've got to make the choices for people when it comes to the size of your menu. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business. Want to know the secret to boosting sales and growing a crowd of loyal customers? It's marketing. Learn how to create a powerful marketing plan with the Food Truck Marketing Guide from Table Needs. Get your copy today. The link is in the description below.
You also mentioned the menu. I would always keep a very short menu. If you're going to get into this business, I mean, you make the people's choices for them. Don't, you know, it's a lot of the time that I see some of these food vendors. I actually have a really good buddy of mine. I'm not going to mention no names, but he tries to pretty much have everything on his menu, and it really hurts you at the end of the day. It's and I also would never have anything on the menu that is just for yourself. You know, like I offer butterscotch ice cream flavor. I don't like butterscotch, but I still offer butterscotch because customers like it. You can't do everything just because you like it, but I also would always recommend you to keep your options very small. Also, try to keep a set menu, because a set menu, you're not having to take food losses. You're not having to change. You're not having to change anything around all the time. You're able to manage your inventory. You're able to catch theft. If you really, you can actually get your trailer down to a point where you can actually look at your product and tell real quick if someone's stealing you or not.
Yep.
I don't know. I would definitely recommend people to keep a short menu and keep it nice and easy.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things I tell people. Anytime that I talk to somebody, you know, in our first session, we're talking about their dream and then what their menu is going to be. And, you know, I'm sitting there taking notes, or I used to. Now I've got this automatic thing that'll take notes. But back when I was doing handwritten notes, it's like, oh my God, just shut up. There's too much stuff on here already. You cannot stock all this stuff. You have, you know, somebody that's fancies himself to be a chef, and then somebody that's just a really good cook, they get creative and they think, well, I can do this and I can do this. And yes, you can, but you're not going to be able to stock it all. So why even bother? You'll either end up with a whole bunch of waste because you can't sell it all, or you're going to end up disappointing a whole bunch of people because you're going to have sold out everywhere.
Most definitely. And I mean, and my close buddy of mine, I really feel bad because I've tried to change his idea, but I walk in his trailer and I see so much waste. Mm-hmm. And it's actually sad because, I mean, you start adding it up, it becomes in the thousands.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts adding up way quicker than someone would ever imagine.
And you bring up a good point about keeping stuff on your truck that you like. You know, while that seems like it makes sense, but if you're not selling it, now you've taken up space that could have been used for something you could sell.
When I kind of talk about that, I'm saying more like, you know, there's popular flavors out there. I mean, I'm going to use ice cream, for instance, just because I have a soft-served ice cream trailer. So, you know, I'm not a big butterscotch guy, but I know butterscotches are one of our number one sellers, one of our best sellers, I should say. And I'm not going to not serve it because I could put, let's say, strawberry in place of that because I like strawberry better. And that's kind of where I start saying that, you know, it's like, for instance, we're starting a Chinese trailer right now, and we're about to start taking it on the road, and we're actually doing videos on Facebook and stuff as well. We're going to start showing how to apply for different events with it and watch it set up, tear down, you know, a bunch of different stuff, because I really feel like on Facebook, we don't show, there's not enough people showing this lifestyle off. So I really kind of want to start showing it off. And so I'm doing General Tso's chicken, orange chicken. That's going to be the only two. I think General Tso's chicken, orange chicken. I think there's a few, like one other chicken. I can't really remember right off the top of my head. And then I'm going to have egg rolls, crab rangoons, fried rice, white rice, and chow mein, and that's it. And you know, it's, and people are like, oh, well, you can sell beef and broccoli, you can sell chicken teriyaki, you can sell sesame chicken. But it's like, you know, you start, okay, yeah, I can add all these things, and yeah, I can sell all these things. But if you kept it narrowed down, you're still going to sell the items that are there.
Yeah.
And you made the person's decision for them really quick. Your line is going to move a lot more efficiently. You don't have to keep three people in the kitchen now. You can keep one guy on the fryer, one guy on a wok. Just because you can sell it doesn't necessarily mean you need to sell it.
Exactly. And like I said, you have so many people that are creative, and they see it from the side of they want to make a bunch of people happy. They can make them happy with a small menu. The people that are just hell-bent on, well, I've got to have sesame chicken, for instance, when they step up to your truck and you don't serve it, most likely they're going to trade off because they're still hungry.
Most definitely.
And if they don't trade off, you know, you can't be all things to all people anyway. At least you know what I do have. Next time you have a hankering for that stuff, come, you know, check us out.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I feel like anybody's going to give you a shot. Just work hard at what you have. Have your specialty item that makes you different than somebody else and roll with that. It's and you know, eventually you'll get your name out there. And never also be afraid of change. One of the biggest things that my wife and I also did, and this also might have been, I was talking about signage earlier, and this might also have been why our first year our sales weren't as great as our second year, is because we had specialty Sundays. And because, you know, we're the mobile sweet tooth, so we had Sundays that were called Cavity Creator, Molar Buster, Floss Boss, and different stuff like that. And, you know, and once we changed the names of those to Reese Sunday, Oreo Sunday, I think I only have four Sundays now. I'm pretty sure I only offer four Sundays now. I moved more ice cream than I ever did before. And
oh, yeah.
I made it very simple. Image is actually really helps. I also do like flavor burst with it. So it adds like the little swirls on the cone. Half the time they look at the picture and say, this is what I want.
Yep.
They don't want to read. So always think about that too when setting up your menu.
Yeah, it's cool to be clever with names, but you're right. Unless they can tell exactly what the product is from your clever name, all they are is confused. And some people won't ask you. They won't say, well, what's on this? They'll just say, I don't want that. And either choose something they can figure out on their own, or they'll go somewhere else.
Oh, most definitely. So never be afraid to also change your menu. You know, if you have to change it, change it. Don't ride on a loss forever. And I also feel like sometimes, you know, you watch like Bar Rescue, for instance, on TV. You watch these shows, and sometimes people are so prideful that they will actually go into more debt and take even bigger losses to hold on to something that they're very prideful for. Just change your menu. It's very easy. That's why we're mobile food vendors. You know, just change your menu and do something different. And hopefully, you know, you can change your business around and start going into the green.
And that's what it's all about, is, you know, keeping those records and knowing that, okay, this is not working, so let's try something that does work. Tell me a little bit about the other business that you have, and how did it develop? How did it get started, and what all it does?
So we do have a snowy cart. I don't really actually do the snowy cart a lot. It sets up. It's going to be setting up at the Friendship Flea Market next. It sets up there twice a year. But other than the snowy cart, let's not talk about that too much.
Okay.
The Chinese food trailer, we just started it. It is an established trailer. I knew the previous owner of it, and she's just trying to get out of the businesses, and they own over 17 concession trailers. So they've been trying to sell some of them off, and she made me a really good deal on it. So I ended up really wanting it. But we just picked it up over Christmas. I already have it actually scheduled out pretty much on a full route. It's almost overwhelming. It's a good feeling when, you know, all your events are calling you up. Hey, please bring that Chinese trailer. Every place you go, that I mean, I only started this 3 years ago, guys. So if I can get this far in 3 years, just keep at it. It really helps. We just got the Chinese trailer and we just booked it up. It's going to most of the fairs I'm going to. I'm going to hire a few work camping couples to hit the road with us this year. And we're going to fire up the Chinese trailer and hope for the best with it. And I'm already talking about different plans for it next year. So I already know what it's doing this year. So now I'm already planning for next year. And it's because, and that's where my brain always travels. And so next year I want to change it up a little bit. And it's a very exciting. I'm pretty excited to see the Chinese trailer start on the road. My dad actually owned a bunch of Chinese and Japanese restaurants, franchised them throughout a lot of malls throughout Chicago and Iowa and Indiana and stuff. So I'm pretty excited. I feel like it's kind of getting me back into the food industry really. And I feel like I've been away from it for too long, and I'm really ready to see how it can do good on the road this year.
You're kind of getting back into the food industry, but it's still on your own terms because it's still mobile food. It's not a brick and mortar.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, you know, we operate 7 months out of the year, and then I'm on fishing duty after it. Most people think I'm like a retired snowbird at the age of 30. But actually half my friends are all snowbirds down here. But we work really hard in our season. I mean, some nights we're only sleeping four hours a night.
Right.
You know, and so people don't really realize how hard we work during our season. And, you know, we're fair hopping. So we're from one event to a next event next week. I mean, it's not like we have any breaks. Usually our breaks might be a day. It is a lot of hard work, but, you know, we are very committed on the road. And so we work hard the 7 months, knock it out, and then we have a few months to ourselves. And then once February kind of starts coming around, we start filling out our applications again, start booking our season. And we're always looking for new places to go as well. It's not like I'm content with where I'm going. I'm always willing to change, check out new places, and even extend my route. So this year, I booked us up for all month of April. Last year, we started in May, but this year, we're going to start April 2nd, I believe. And we do four county fairs in April in Alabama through the month of April.
Whereabouts in Alabama?
I can't even really remember. If you go on the Mobile Sweet Tooth page, though, it does show the Mobile Sweet Tooth Facebook page. It does show our full schedule. We do for the month of April, and our full schedule for the rest of the season should be up by the end of February. And then Midwest Best Concessions for the Chinese trailer and snowy cart by the end of February, that schedule should be posted as well. So, I mean, if you guys are really, I mean, please come out, support us. If you're in the local area, come and let me know you heard me on the podcast, and I'll even treat you to some ice cream or something for free. So
can't beat that.
Nope.
Tomorrow will be the conclusion of my interview with Michael. We're going to be talking about how you need to be cool and be humble and then also have a whole bunch of fun. Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades-old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow, because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.